C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today's book is The Crow Garden by Alison Littlewood. This is a new release out this week from Joe Fletcher Books. Today, it's all about madness, mesmerism, and gaslighting in Victorian England. If you've listened to my show before, you've probably noticed I have a bit of a thing for Victorian-era paranormal stories, and Alison Littlewood might be the first author I've reviewed twice on the show, except for perhaps Shirley Jackson. But from the first words of The Crow Garden, I knew that this was right up my Victorian paranormal alley. So let's hear about the book. Nathaniel Kerner is a newly qualified doctor. He arrives at Craigthorn Asylum to take up a new position under Dr. Chettle. He arrives in the wilds of Yorkshire in a late afternoon to the damp and dour-looking institution. His driver tells him that crake is an old word for crow. And Kerner finds the insides of Craigthorn Manor is as grey and as gloomy as the countryside outside. Now Kerner is given his new patients, most notably a new arrival at Craigthorn, Mrs. Victoria Harleston. Her files show a history of hysteria, having fled her husband on a shopping trip and hiding in an omnibus. At first, Kerner is disappointed, hoping for a more juicy case, until he catches sight of the lovely Mrs. Harleston. But Kerner is not the only one who takes an interest in the new woman. Dr. Chettle is also experimenting on her, using cold water treatments in the pond, which horrifies Kerner. But Kerner also looks to other alternative methods himself, and he engages a mesmerist to try and help Mrs. Harleston. But the night after the mesmerist treatment, Mrs. Harleston disappears from the asylum. Then the story switches to London, and Kerner is looking for Mrs. Harleston and moves home with his grieving mother, who has taken to attending seances. Kerner believes the mesmerist may have brainwashed Mrs. Harleston, but his investigations lead him to the music hall called the Egyptian Hall and to the performance of the mysterious and yet very familiar Madame Vespertine. Now, wonderfully written in a Victorian style, The Crow Garden is not an homage or mimicry, but it could really easily fit alongside any book written during the era. Kerner speaks with the biases of the times, looking down on the lower classes and just women in general. We see the story through Kerner's eyes, but as the story progresses, his perspective becomes more dubious as the book explores the fine line between doctor and patient, sanity and insanity. Kerner is romantic with a love of poetry and is given to flights of fancy, and from very early on he takes an overly eager interest in Mrs. Harleston. He's also guilt-ridden, following the death of his father and a boyhood lie. Now Mrs. Harleston is poised and intelligent, but very slippery and fascinating. She's shown through the biased eyes of Kerner, and we never really get a chance to truly understand her and her motives. As I've mentioned before, I'm a real sucker for folklore, and I really enjoyed the use of crow superstitions, with the crows being emblematic of death and restless spirits. There are also discussions of spiritualism, psychic ability, and mesmerism, which is also another topic of interest for me, as the Victorian times are when a distinction between the science and the paranormal was not as firmly as defined as today. So So, if you like mysterious mental asylums on the Yorkshire Moors, seances, music halls, poetry, guilt, and the Victorian era, I heartily recommend The Crow Garden by Alison Littlewood. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction today. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.